Is there a correct way to peg the washing out on the line? I just do it willy-nilly. I had a friend who used to, had to, they were OCD, their coloured pegs had to match, they had to be the both same colour, but had to match the colour of the clothes as well. Imagine that. It'd take you for hours to peg it up, try and sort it out.
I have a system, but it's more for when I put everything away. So when I'm putting everything out on the line, I put everything in categories together. So underwear all together, socks all together, shirts all together, and so on. And then when I'm taking it off the line, because I fold everything as I put it back into the basket, so it basically means once it's in the basket, it's now broken into every different category of where it's going to get put into drawers. So basically, once I've taken my clothes off the liner and they're in the basket, I've got about 20 seconds worth of work when it comes to putting it away, because they're all in their section.
Yeah, see, I just rip the clothes off the line, dump them in the bucket, then go upstairs and sit there and fold them. The only thing I do, I don't have a system, the only thing I do is you put your panties and your undies on the inside so no one sees them. Mum used to teach me that, so you make sure you put them on the inside so no one's looking at your underwear.
Who's going to be looking at your underwear?
Well, my backyard, like the person right next door, the neighbour, the line's right there. I don't want my neighbours, Ross and Wendy, checking out me, you know.
Why?
I don't know, I just don't want them to. I don't know. And sometimes, you know, you have your have your normal ones and you have your sexy ones. I don't want my neighbours looking at my sexies hanging on the line.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
They'd see the exact same thing in every bras and things catalogue. What do you think? We're like, ooh, Trace owns a G-string. And do you?
I don't like G-strings. Okay. They're uncomfortable. Oh, I've got a couple for special occasions, but not every day I wear G-strings. You might see them on the line once a month maybe.
Okay. No, my line's littered with them. Not mine now, though.
No, well, I'm sure you will. No, so this lady has shared a photo on the Australian Cleaning Group Facebook page, and it is of a towel on a clothesline, right? So how do you hang a towel up?
I would just I don't know, you just put it on the line.
Well, she's folded the towel in half and pegged down the side of the towel, not across the top.
Why?
That's just the way she does it, but then I've never thought of that.
How many pegs is she putting on it then?
Probably about two each side.
That's
the photo
a waste
shirt.
Of time. I just go bang, bang,
no,
two pegs.
But then I just read this story and I thought yesterday I hung towels out. It was that windy. I went to take them off and they were wrapped around the line. This stops.
I've never
Sheets, you do it too. They don't wrap around the line.
I've never had any of my sheets or towels ever wrap around the line.
Really?
No. Oh. But
I should take a video of
yours. Is yours a Hills hoist?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I've got one that attaches to a wall.
Oh, okay, mine, yes. Yeah.
So I think the Hills hoist probably gives it a little bit more whip so the stuff can...
The not nay-nay.
Ah, classic bets.
Hits 939 is always first and free when it comes to Bundaberg News.